Hello, this is Jonathan, not in London.
And this is Gabriel in Los Angeles.
And you're listening to Calling Long Distance, the only podcast show not to come from London and Los Angeles at the same time.
Oh my god, it's only been about 6 months since we've done a show.
We are bad, but it's been hard. My work demands have been so high.
Yeah.
Anyways, Happy New Year.
Happy New Queer.
It's 2010 or 2010 or 2010. What do you say?
2010. It's 2010. 2010, 2010.
2010.
1020.
Do you think people would just start saying 10?
Oh, back in 10, I was driving this car. Back in 10, I got the job back in 10.
No.
No.
But people said 09.
And 08. 09.
07.
What? Oh, I'm driving a 10 Mazda. No.
You ain't driving anything these
what
days.
What model is your car? It's a 2010.
Yours is a bicycle.
That's a...
And it's a ladies one. Listen, I came over to visit Gabe and I brought my super fast, super lightweight road bike from London. And I was like, let's go for a bike ride, Gabe. He pulls up on a girl's bike with a basket on the front. A dog basket on the front.
Well, it was borrowed.
A girl's bike.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Then we had to go down the car wash to put air in the tires. Do 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 do. The car wash, yeah. Do 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 do. That was fun.
Yeah, but what about all those cars of the car wash? Only in LA do you see all those.
Yeah, that's
there
true.
Was like Lamborghini, Rolls Royce.
Gabe tried to put air in his bike tires from the pipe that blows dust out of people's cars. There was no valve on the end of it. He's all like. It's like the air won't go in. I'm like,
well,
not
like
with that
Kat's
it won't.
Asking all of the out-of-state workers where where the hose was, and they just pointed. And so I don't know.
We did it in the end, though. We almost ended up with a job there.
And we went on like a 15-mile bike ride. Yeah, because it's like 7-something there and 7-something.
It was nice. We cycled. Can you believe on? Was it the first? Was it New Year's Day?
It was New Year's Day. No, it was New Year's Eve. Yeah, it was the 31st.
New Year's Eve, we cycled in t-shirt and shorts all the way to Santa Monica and back. It was beautifully warm and lovely.
We had lunch by the beach.
And then cycled back.
Yeah, it was great.
A few close calls with some trucks. A couple of issues with some traffic signals.
Going through the on-ramp. No, going through the
Yeah,
the
almost
freeway
on the freeway.
Entrance.
But it was good.
We survived.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
That was your stomach.
Oh, I don't think so.
I've been learning so much about Gabe. Every time I come, it's like a nature documentary.
Why?
If your love life was an ice cream, it would be Rocky Road.
That is the story of my life. My life's a roller coaster. I gotta figure out how to stop this roller
coaster.
Mine
would be...
Not stop the roller coaster.
What?
Nothing.
Mine would be like really boring vanilla.
but it would be like soy vanilla.
With a chocolate chip every five
but it would be
pints
like,
or not.
It wouldn't be chocolate, it would be carob chips and soy ice cream.
Really I'd probably rather have Rocky Road than vanilla.
But the package would be like really splendid.
the ice cream would be really boring. Yeah.
Oh man.
So gosh, it's like a mini soap opera.
My life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We won't go into detail for legal reasons.
Yeah, really legal reasons.
But it's ever fascinating. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
And when you do write your book...
Wow, it's going to be chapters and chapters.
It'll be like Mills and Boone.
I don't know what that is.
It'll be like... What's her name? She lives in San Francisco.
The romance writer.
Yeah.
Danielle Steele.
Yeah.
It's going to be it is a Danielle Steele novel. In fact, they should just write a daytime soap opera after my life.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. After your life, when you're dead.
I should just write a whole mini-series of books.
Yeah.
No, not after my life. I mean, like, based
a
on my life.
A mini-series of books?
Whatever. Yeah, like, I'll write the books that they'll turn into a mini-series.
Anyway,
oh, that's my feet. That's what that is.
Oh.
You know, I'm twitch-tastic.
Yeah, Gabe's on the move the whole time.
I should probably take some Xanax or something.
No, we haven't done a show for so long because, I don't know, like my job and your job and then the time difference. For once, after all these years of doing Calling Long Distance, the time difference actually got in our way, didn't it?
It did. And I have such a sporadic schedule. You have such a crazy schedule with work. it just couldn't, we just couldn't do it, but we knew that you were coming.
Yeah, so we kind of held back.
Yeah.
Held the magic back.
Yeah. We did hold the magic. But we've got...
It ran away.
We're going to make it up, though.
Yeah.
We've got some things, you know, we're trying to work on some... I'm sorry, I'll stop twitching.
Oh, my
we're gonna
God.
We're working on some stuff.
Gabe
we can't tell you what it is in case it doesn't happen.
Gabe needs... what are they called? A straight jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Just an annex.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Maybe you should get some kind of drug.
I probably have HD1N1. No, what's the HD?
HD.
HD1ND.
You've got HD in 3D.
HD in my undie.
I've got 3D TV.
I've got 3D in my undie.
No, ADHD.
Yeah, that one. I think I have that.
Yeah, I think you definitely do have it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to get pills.
Yeah. Oh, and Gabe stopped drinking.
Yeah. It's been one day.
How's it gone that day? Oh, it's been 2 days now.
Yeah, 2 days. Well, pretty easy. Without any...
Because, listen, New Year's Eve was a rock and roll of... It was great. It was a lot of fun.
It was.
It was a roller coaster of fun.
There's this one particular disco in the WeHo that I always go to. For God knows why I go there, because every time I go there, some kind of stupid bullshit happens. I get in fights, I get kicked out. Anyways, don't mind any outsized noises.
Yeah. So, Gabe's given up drinking because he's convinced all of his troubles are tied to drink.
It's true. I don't know anybody in my life who actually benefits from booze.
We don't know any bar owners.
I mean... P. Diddy, or Sean Diddy, whoever that guy is that owns Ciroc, he benefits from booze, because he owns the company.
I benefit from booze. No, some people benefit from booze. No, I benefit from booze. If they're drunk enough, they make it to my bed.
Right.
So I benefit from booze.
But has that happened yet?
What do you mean, in my life or this week?
This week.
No, but I'm not into all that anymore.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Neither am I. I'm over it.
I'm not a one-night stand person. Anymore.
Neither am I.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Hmm. No more booze.
Yeah, but it was fun. We went to half friend Tony's house.
Tony. Listener Tone.
He's got a pad now.
He does have a pad.
Yep. So, shout out to Listener Tony. We went to his place and we met loads of friends, drunk loads of booze.
Yeah.
Spent the company money on champagne.
We did spend the company money on champagne. Whoa, we were spending... I've been spending money.
Yeah, but it's Christmas,
I
whatever.
I spent $500 on booze in the last 4 days. That's why I'm not going to drink anymore.
Okay, right.
One of the reasons. One of the top reasons.
So we did that, and then we went out to a club, and...
We had a good time.
Yeah, we did.
We did have a lot.
Gabe and I found that... Of all the disco lights in the whole club, there was one that stayed on one particular spot, so we stood in it all night and had a great time.
That's right.
Everybody could see us. We were like, oh my God, it's so great being here. It was brilliant. We just stood in this one spotlight that didn't move, and it was like a pinky red. It was very flattering. So we were all like drinking our drinks, standing there smiling.
We have a picture in it.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That was good, that spotlight. I was like, Gabe, if we stand here, the whole club is going to see us. No one is going to miss us.
Then we went back the next night. Where were you when I was dancing it up on the scene?
Maybe
it was the same night, but I had lost you or something.
I lost Gabe too as well.
Yeah, the next night.
Both nights I lost you. I lost you New Year's Eve night.
Because I got kicked out New Year's Eve. And then New Year's Day we went out.
And then you got kicked out again, didn't you? No, you left of your own accord.
God knows. All I know is I was on the dance floor by myself.
And
I shouldn't have been dancing where I was dancing because... I wasn't the one that everyone was trying to watch dance, actually. It was somebody else.
Oh, were you, like, in competition with somebody who was paid to be there?
Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Was that why you were kicked out?
I wasn't kicked out that night.
Oh, right.
I don't think.
Because I don't know. It was
no, maybe I was.
New Year's Eve, we, like, had a really, really good time, but we decided that that wasn't enough and then went out again on New Year's Day lunchtime.
And started drinking at lunch.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's listener Tony.
What was that damn cocktail I was drinking? A Frosty Apple Tits or whatever it was called.
I don't know.
Frosty Apple Tits or something like that. That's what I want to say. It probably
was a melantini or something. Oh, yeah. Melancholic-tini or
something. Wow, that was good, that one I had playing. Yeah, that sure did take the edge off.
It sure did.
That was the heart.
We were drinking
the dog
all kinds of stuff.
Bit me. The hair of the dog that bit me. Yeah, that was.
Wait, but we're drinking samosas?
No. Samosas. They're Indian pastries.
Mimosas.
Yeah. And then we went back to Tony's pad for more booze.
Oh my god.
It was a rerun.
That was ridiculous.
It was two for the price of one.
I'm glad that we did it because it taught me a valuable lesson that I wouldn't have learned had we not done it.
Whatever. I've decided that I can drink responsibly, so I am going to continue drinking, but I'm not going to drink much.
I've decided that I cannot drink responsibly.
I think, so, and I second that.
It's true.
I think you're right.
I think I'm not going to drink anymore.
So I'm...
I can still drink Red Bull and have a good time. I mean, I'm loads of fun.
And I'm back in town, and I've got all these invitations to all these different things from all these different people and these parties and all this cool stuff and places to go, but I'm not going to tell Gabe because he'll just feel bad.
No, I'm going to go with you. I'm just not going
to
booze it.
No, I don't think you can.
Well,
I've got invites to that birthday in Palm Springs, and I've got that birthday in West Hollywood, and I've got the other birthday.
Birthday in Palm Springs?
Yeah.
Whose?
I'm not telling you because you're not coming.
Ew, you're gross.
You can't come to that and not drink.
Well, yes, I can. And anyways, when is it? Because I probably have to work, so there.
It's like a weekend.
Listen,
thing.
Just because I don't drink doesn't mean I can't.
Basically,
be your friend.
Yeah, and it's free accommodation and.
You're such a liar.
I'm telling you the truth.
What? Whose party is it?
Yeah. You were so drunk you didn't realize you got invited.
Oh, I know who invited.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna go.
You can't go to that.
I know, I don't wanna go.
Jeez.
I can't.
Anyway, I'm not telling
you. What are you talking about? Who are you?
I had an official invitation, but I thought I won't tell you because you won't want to go. It's just temptation. You sent me a message saying, please, please, please do not make me drink or something like that.
Help me not to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you begged, and I said, yes, I promise. So I thought that as a responsible friend in helping you achieve your goal, I wouldn't invite you to any parties with me.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I appreciate
that. At least for like a month.
At least.
Yeah. And then after that, if
we'll
I'm bored,
see.
I'll get you drunk.
No, I don't want to drink. Just because... But listen, I can still be social. I'm just not going to drink. There's nothing wrong with that.
I just
loads of people don't drink. I'll just have my Coca-Cola cocktail. I'll drink my Coke and Red Bull. I'll be fine.
Pretend like you have a car.
And I'll just get some ADH1 pills and I'll, like, be high as a kite on pills. I'll pretend like I have a car.
I'll be wasted on Coke, but I won't drink.
I'll be the available designated driver.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. We'll get you a car specifically for that reason.
Perfect.
How many DUIs have you got?
Just one.
Because it hasn't stopped you in the past, has it?
No.
The one time you got caught.
A DUI is not enough to stop drinking. Obviously.
Did you go to Alcoholics Anonymous when you did that?
No, I didn't have to.
Oh, didn't you?
I'm not an alcoholic. You know, but they treat you like an alcoholic in that fucking place. We did have to go to meetings, but they weren't... I don't know if they were AA meetings or if they just didn't tell us that they were AA meetings. I did have to tell my story.
Listen, we'll see how long it lasts. I was just trying to think back if all the listeners can remember... How many times you've given up drinking?
Well, I've done it for health reasons, like physical health, like...
And now it's for
detox.
Mental health.
Now it's for mental health. I've got the health. I mean, whatever.
What I want you to know, honestly, as your friend right now, that as I'm not trivializing your thing to, you know, stop drinking.
Okay, good.
I want you to stop drinking. Okay.
Thank God
I've
got a
support. I think it's a wise move.
Yeah.
I think in a while, the odd beer, you know.
I actually wanted to say that I do think that it is the hard liquor that's causing the problems for me. Because I did go off of hard liquor for a long time, for about 6 months recently, and it was fine. And I just drank beer if I drank at all. Yeah. Anyways, who cares about that? Moving on.
Moving on swiftly.
So,
Gabe didn't tell me he was at home today either.
I thought you knew.
No, I had to invent things for myself too. So I was like, do, everyone's gone back to work. It's Monday. We're
escaped. That's funny because I just laid in bed all day today.
Anyway, I wouldn't have wanted to be the person to come and exhumed you from your grave because that's the worst task. Trying to get you to do anything like, you know.
To be honest, I did need a day. I did need today to just like pretend I didn't exist for a few hours.
Yeah.
because it's been a crazy last month was really crazy. It's just been a crazy time. Anyways, aren't we coming up on our 4 years?
Holy moly, yeah. Valentine's
4 years.
Will be... No.
Yep. 4 years, the comedy
Jeez.
Duo. That doesn't make
Isn't it three
sense.
Or four?
We're going to have to start booking some... We're going to have to start booking the press for our 4 year
party.
Thing.
Yeah. Jeez, if only we didn't spend all the money at New Year's, we could have money for about.
We could fly out one lucky listener.
From,
can't do that now.
Yeah, if you live anywhere in California, you can have a flight on Southwest. If we book it now for 8 weeks' time.
Yeah.
One lucky listener can come, all expenses paid, if they live anywhere in the Los Angeles County area. And you can be picked up by one of our friends.
Now, listen, how was your flight over? Because we got trying to get blown up a few days before you came.
Yeah, that resulted in me not bringing lots of things, like goodies and treats and extras and food.
I did get chocolate, though.
Yeah.
Which I haven't had yet.
No, you need to hurry up and get it, because today that nearly went... Yeah. I had a moment of sweetness craving, and it was lucky that I opted for a Pink Lady apple, because I was about to dive into the chocolate that I brought for you.
Well, when we go see we're going to go see Avatar. You can bring it for
okay,
me.
Okay, fine.
I'll have it during the movie.
You can always come and get it. It's 2 blocks away, but... anyway. What happened was, everything was fine, because I just was really... I never brought a thing with me, and I packed everything in my case and all that. I got hand fell up by about 3 different men between... arriving at the airport and getting on the actual plane.
That's all right.
Yeah. Well, if you'd have seen the guys, you probably would have, yeah. But apart from that, everything was fine.
Hmm. That's good. You can move about the cabin freely and all that?
Yeah, there wasn't any of that stuff. Oh, they switched off the maps and all that stuff, so you didn't know where you were.
Oh.
So I tried on my BlackBerry to get, like, the Google Maps up when I was in the toilet. But it wouldn't, like, get any GPS service.
You're lucky they didn't think you were blowing up the plane.
I know. That guy was in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
On his mobile phone.
Trying to set his underpants on fire. And I was in the bathroom for 20 minutes trying to, like, attach my phone to the side of the plane to get GPS signal to find out where the hell we were.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, kind of funny. I mean, I did want to know. And I was scared to ask because I thought they might have been worried I was going to detonate a bomb.
It's funny how much you do rely on those maps
yeah.
when you're flying.
I think it's just something else to look at. But actually, it gives you a real sense of, like...
It gives you a sense of time.
Yeah, because the time means nothing.
It doesn't work. There is no time.
Yeah. So...
There's no time-space continuum when you're traveling through the air.
Exactly. So that was an uneventful flight. There was nothing dramatic, exciting, or, you know... I just thought it was going to be worse than it was with all the security stuff. But I kind of made it easy on myself by just bringing next to nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No one even cared about my bike either. My giant bike bag.
I'm glad about that.
It came out on the carousel with everything else.
Thank God you brought your bike. You need a bike in this town.
Yeah.
You didn't bring it last time, did you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know where to chain it up everywhere because it's not like at home. Because there's always places to chain bikes at home. But
you just chain them to the poles.
Yeah?
Yep.
Wherever you can...
I don't really know because I don't ride a bike, but I've seen bikes chained to the poles before.
And the one that you showed up on the other day, I don't think anyone would steal it anyways.
I don't think
Your
so.
Your lady bike.
It's not very fast, is it?
You were did like, pretty good.
I did good, but I was working hard. But
oh, really?
You were like miles ahead of me sometimes.
But mine's like a long distance speed road racer thing with high gears.
I want to get a good bike.
I mean, it makes all the difference. Anyway, this is really...
Whatever.
It's not
Never
really
mind.
Exciting for anybody to listen to. I'd love to know what everyone's New Year's resolutions are.
Oh, you know what? I didn't make any this year.
Mine's to...
No, mine's to quit drinking.
Mine's to not smoke.
Yeah, well, that's...
Because boring. I haven't really been smoking, but then I've been smoking when I've been getting drunk, and so I didn't want to smoke. So.
Well, see, my whole thing about the quit smoking thing was I was gonna quit smoking, but... Since I've given up drinking, I sort of thought I'd take on the persona of, like, someone who's been in a drug rehab, and you know how they're all, like, a wreck, and they have, like, crazy hair after the drug rehab, and they're all, like, hardcore smokers, because they're not doing the drugs anymore. I'm just gonna be like that. I'm just gonna wear, like, shabby chic clothes and have messed up hair and just chain smoke, because I'm not drinking. But I haven't been to rehab or anything like that. I'm not that big of a celebrity. But
you couldn't deal with giving up the both at once.
Fuck no.
But one's one a gateway to the other. Because I don't... I mean, when the rare occasion I do end up having a cigarette is when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just... Whatever. Cigarettes are so ridiculously stupid.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
No, I do. I am going to quit that.
And I always think how ugly it is seeing people smoke.
Yeah.
And tacky.
No, here's my New Year's resolutions. Quit smoking. That is true. I am going to do that. I'm going to have $5,000 in my savings account by the end of the year. And I'm going to get a six-pack. Not of beer or Coca-Cola, but a six-pack on my belly. Those are my three goals.
You could drink and smoke all year, still save $5,000, and end up with a six-pack through surgery. There
you're
you go.
Right. Actually, it's the drinking and quitting smoking that's going to save me the $5,000 that's going to pay for my $5,000 lipo. Yes.
There you go.
It's a plan for success.
Yes. There you go. It's a recipe for success.
Obviously, world domination.
Yeah, world domination.
Global Entertainer of the Year, Emmy Awards, all that's going to happen in the next year.
I would hope to have at least one Emmy by the end of the year. And they're in about 5 weeks' time, so we
that's
need to
my
hurry
dream.
Up.
Yeah. 5 weeks'
we
time.
Could go and steal one from somebody.
That's not the same.
No.
We actually have to do something.
Okay. I wonder if you can get an Emmy for a podcast.
Probably not. I'll do with a GLAAD award. We should get a GLAAD award.
You're not very GLAAD.
We are. Our show is GLAAD.
I don't know what the categories are.
Well, we'll make one up. There's got to be one for, like, internet media or something. Some kind of internet media award for GLAAD. You have the Gay Internet Media Award. Yay, best talk show host. I think we could win it.
Let's try and get one award this year.
Okay, let's not. It's okay, everybody. All calling long distance listeners, New Year's resolution.
Whatever you can nominate us for.
Nominate us, bitches.
Time also, wasters.
Yeah. Just get us an award. Okay.
Award.
An award. An award.
Any kind of award.
God. Mental institution award. You know.
Yeah, that's what you could do.
Go to the mental institution ward?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Ward.
Ward? Up ward.
A ward. That's where you're that's the only A you're ward you're going to be in.
You're an A ward. An A ward?
Yeah.
Is that, what's that?
The A ward.
What's
like
A ward?
At the crazy house.
Oh, is that what
A
it's
ward,
called?
A ward, B ward, C ward.
Oh, right. Prison ward.
Yeah. That could be more likely.
Prison warden. That could be more likely, yeah. Actually.
Do you know what? We are, we're completely full of Thai food and we can't move. We're laying on a bed at the moment. And I had Thai green curry chicken, rice, chicken things, more ricey stuff, small
chicken
other things.
Chicken on a stick. Bean sprouts.
And about 6 cans of Coca-Cola.
That's why we're a little bit loopy. And we're laying on what could be our 80-year-old grandmother's bedspread, but it's not.
It's actually the marital bed of Gabe's current Rocky Road lover. But it's got clean sheets on it, otherwise I wouldn't be in here.
It's
but
not
there's
a Rocky
a,
Road.
There's an Eastern, there's a Eastern flavor about this place.
And, but if you look at it through Middle Eastern eyes, you do kind of
I wouldn't
get
see
it.
As much. If you looked at it through a Middle Eastern veil...
Everything would be darker.
I mean, I get it, but it doesn't mean... It's
it
not
doesn't
right,
work.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it's not right, but it's okay.
Whitney never sung a truer note.
That's true.
There's, yeah, it's floral and it's busy. That's all I'll say.
It's
interesting. It's a different take on life.
It's a true reflection of someone who is not me.
Mean or me?
Me.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Not mean either.
This stripy pillow and this floral pillow.
Well, this stripy bit is actually the reverse side, which I sneak and change it so that it always goes on the stripes because that's a little bit more non-granny.
Yeah.
But it always ends up
really?
Back on the floral side. Yeah. Have you noticed all the potpourri in the house?
It's like a magic carpet. It's like if we... We might take off any second and fly through the bazaar.
We'd be like bedknobs and broomsticks or whatever.
Bedknobs and bourbons.
Bedknobs and Borgen.
Bedknobs and Borneo. That old favorite.
What was that movie called? Broomsticks and Bedknobs? What was it called?
Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Bedknobs and Broomsticks with Angela Lansbury.
That's what I said.
You said Broomsticks.
Give me that Bedknob. Bread nubs and gravy sticks. What's that? I'm losing it.
Gabe's wrong.
Say who needs booze.
Yeah, who needs booze when you're high on Thai green curry loser, and caffeine?
A boozer
and a two-time loser.
I made a lot of friends. I stole a TV. I did a lot of time.
Anyone who knows what that's from and sends us a message, they get a prize, and I'll mail them a present of some kind.
It'll be a kiss.
No, I'll send them something physical.
A Russian dildo. You like to order those for people.
I'm living in Gabe's old house, and I've got all of his stuff.
Yes.
I'm using all your stuff, by the way. I hope that's all right.
Well, like what stuff?
All the stuff everywhere.
Well, that's all right.
All the cosmetics. They're all mine now.
Okay.
And,
yeah, all the stuff that I left there is stuff that I'm not using all the time. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's all good fun. Listen, we'll catch up with you with more to say soon.
Yeah.
With some more activities.
Now that Jonathan's here for God knows how long.
We might even
do vidcasts.
Yeah, we'll should do definitely do
we'll
vidcasts.
We'll definitely do vidcasts. We're going to do more vidcasts.
Yeah. And
we're
might
back in action.
Go and do another red carpet. We're not sure.
Yeah.
What did you think about the red carpet from Jennifer Love Hewitt's party? I was like, it's nice talking to the celebrities, but we're funnier.
It's true, we are.
Yeah.
Funner. It's actually funner to be on the red carpet.
Yeah, than talking to them.
Yeah.
So
we're going to get on a red carpet. We're going to get a TV show. We're going to be guest hosts on Chelsea Lately. We're going to get an Emmy. And we're going to get our own talk show.
And fly magic carpet through a bazaar.
That's what 2010 has
been all about. And a six pack and
$5,000.
Wow, this is your showcase.
Yeah.
So listen, for me, Jonathan, definitely not in London.
And me, Gabriel, definitely in Los Angeles.
Thank you for listening to Calling Long Distance, the only podcast show not to come from London, Los Angeles, at the same time.
Bye. Bye.